We now have a variety of stories from around the city. Care home residents in Cringleford have filmed themselves telling classic children's stories. Colossal wastage of money is reported from bright floodlights at tennis courts in a city park. One of the BBC's first weather forecasters, Graham Parker, died recently in Norwich. There was anger after a convicted drug mule managed to avoid a jail sentence. And there will be swords, shields and suits of armour at a city church during a friendly battle later this year. Here is Mike with news from a Cringleford care home.
Care home residents on the edge of the city have filmed themselves telling classic children's tales to ensure no child goes to bed without a story. To celebrate National Storytelling Week, residents at Care UK's Cavell Court in Cringleford recorded their retellings of four famous bedtime stories: Cinderella, The Three Bears, Jack and the Beanstalk, and The Three Little Pigs. The charity said it wanted to create something special ahead of National Storytelling Week to promote literacy and ensure no child goes to bed without a bedtime story, no matter if they have someone to read to them or not. The stories are available for everyone to access at Care UK's website, www.careuk.com/company/care-uk-campaigns/bedtime-stories.
People living near Higham Park have complained about floodlights automatically switching on even when no one is playing on the all-weather courts, which were opened by the City Council last July. Green Councillor Denise Carlow, who represents the Nelson Ward, said this appears to be a design flaw in the way that the Norwich Parks tennis system operates, because I've seen full floodlights lighting up empty courts at Higham Park and Eaton Park during the hours of darkness. If this problem is being repeated on all-weather tennis courts run by the City Council around the city, the amount of electricity, carbon emissions and money being wasted must be colossal. Floodlights contribute to artificial light pollution, which is harming people's ability to see the night sky, according to the journal Science. New courts were installed to build on the success of other tennis schemes at Eton and Waterloo Parks by providing accessible and affordable sports facilities all year round.
One of the BBC's first weather forecasters, known for being a gentleman and people person, has died, aged 90. Graham Howard Parker was born on September the 23rd, 1932, in London, and grew up in the northwest of the city in Willesden. Mr. Parker first came to his beloved Norfolk while stationed at RAF Coltishall during his national service, also spending time in Hemsby. But his interest in the weather was sparked by a geography teacher long before this. He worked for the Meteorological Office in London, Malta and Gibraltar with his young family and settled in Banstead in Surrey before eventually moving to Eton near Norwich. The Met Office sent Mr. Parker to open a regional office in the city, where he was soon recruited by BBC Look East to present their first dedicated regional forecasts. In Norwich, he worked alongside forecasters Ivor Moores, Andy Cutcher and Phil Garner, both in the office and on screen. Working in a time before satellites, Mr. Parker would forecast conditions based on information from weather balloons, reports from aircraft, boats and lighthouses. He would also present without an auto cue and would have to memorise up to 4 minutes of word-perfect information, a skill which ultimately made him a brilliant impromptu performer.
What do you have to do to get thrown in prison in this city? That was the stunned verdict of many in Norwich today after Emer Delu dodged the clink, even though he was nicked after a dangerous high-speed chase through the city. And there's more. The 23-year-old had £25,000 of drugs in his car. John Coates, prosecuting, said, "This was a police pursuit where there was a collision with another vehicle." Delu admitted dangerous driving and possession of drugs with intent to supply. But incredibly, Delu's claim he was just a mule paid off. Instead of a stint behind bars, he got a 2-year driving ban and will have to undertake 100 hours of community service.
Knight's Tower was started 4 years ago by Lee Warden and has enjoyed a surge in popularity, boasting 30 to 40 regular members, with some as young as 6 years old. They train people to fight in both soft kit and full steel armour, and Lee uses his years of experience to help coach those who want to learn. He describes it as exhausting and terrifying at times. The group meets at St Lawrence's Church on St Benedict Street every Saturday lunchtime. The 34-year-old is passionate about representing Norwich's medieval history, saying that the sport appeals to history buffs and people wanting to try something new. Knight's Tower is preparing to host its first national tournament, which will be held at Norfolk Tank Museum near Long Stratton on May the 5th and 6th. Tickets are available to watch. For those keen to test their mettle, open sessions are run every Saturday at midday at St Lawrence's Church, with the first session free and £5 for adults or £2 for children after that.
Our second feature this week introduces five of Norwich's oldest pubs. Here is Ian Robertson to take us on a pub crawl.